Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and recently I spoke with paramedic Mike Forschler and EMT Dalton Rowland of Knoxville Fire and Rescue during a ride-along about the jobs they do. What goes through your mind as soon as you hear that bell go off to alert you that you got a call coming in?
Usually the first thing we do is figure out where the address is and best way to get there, the quickest way to get there. And then kind of as we get going down the road, we're trying to decipher what's going on with the call, whether we might need some extra hands for lifting help or medical procedures we might have to do on the way.
Is there still a little bit of anxiety whenever you hear that call siren come out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's always going to be anxiety. It's a huge adrenaline rush. You just have to maintain your adrenaline. You know, if you're going on a fire and your adrenaline's running, I mean, you have to save some of it up for when you get into the fire or whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter. You can miss things if your adrenaline's going too high. So you have to calm yourself down, take a step back, and just look and see what you're doing. Make sure you're not messing anything up. So you have to make sure and cover all your bases.
When was the first time you really knew that you wanted to become an EMT?
I was a mid-year through senior high school. Got on a local fire department in Columbia, and John Pierce kind of let me run the rounds. You know, he'd show me, you know, a few things here and there. He'd let me ride in the ambulance, and it really inspired me to go further with it. So I got into the EMT course there in Pleasantville, finished all that stuff, and then kind of branched off and broadened. You know, I wanted to go somewhere bigger, so I started here at Knoxville, and I've had great success here. I enjoy every day I come to work.
It seems like things can change very quickly. In the middle of a call, it seems like you can get a call that sounds very routine, but then all of a sudden it becomes not very quick.
Yes, most calls go routinely, but like the one we were just on, I mean, he changed, you know, from sitting in the room to blacking out on us, you know, for 5 or 6 seconds at a time. And you kind of just got to keep up on your toes as you're going through the process of treating the patients.
What are some things that you guys got to be really aware of as the call goes on?
Change of the patient's level of consciousness, especially if you get somebody with a head injury or that's been in a car accident or something like that. You got to really kind of watch for the level of consciousness if it changes much during your transport.
It certainly is a job, though, that keeps you busy, doesn't it?
Yeah. You never know when the bell's going to go off. You always have to be ready. And that's why we keep up on our continuing education, you know. You have to stay up to date with the newest and greatest things. You never know what's going to happen on the next call. You know, it might be something you've never seen before. So you have to go back and just remember what you've done, and practice makes perfect. So as long as you keep doing that, I mean, you'll do okay. And rely on your partner. I mean, you guys can talk back and forth, and it's a team effort.
Now, this is a job where mainly a lot of the people that are here are volunteers. Isn't that correct?
Correct. We've got 24 people on staff. Out of those 24, only 3 are actually full-time paid employees. The rest of us are PRN employees or paid on-call employees. We have several cadets that come in and sit with us and go through different procedures, tying of knots, working with ladders, that kind of thing. We enjoy them coming up. And, you know, if the fire call does drop, we got extra hands here to get on that engine and get out the door quicker.
What makes a person want to become an EMT?
I don't know, I've done it for almost 25 years. Enjoy my job. I enjoy helping people. There's a lot to keep up with, you know, over the years. It's great to help the people of the communities that I work with.
What advice would you give to someone who's looking to get into this career field?
Definitely start young. Start young, just keep going through, don't give up. It's a great, rewarding thing in the end. I mean, it's fun. You can have a lot of fun with it, and it'll take you a lot of places.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest paramedic Mike Forschler and EMT Dalton Rowland of Knoxville Fire and Rescue for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.